sheesh la isha v'yesh loy bonim lo yisailanis she zayna murbatayro. Since the next part of the Mishnah of Yehuda says a chiddush that even though you already have an isha, you already have a wife, you already have children, still you're not allowed to marry an islandess. Why? Because she's called a zayna. So who can't marry a zayna is kahana mudimifkadi. Only a kohen is not allowed to marry a zayna. But the Yisrael amifkadi. But a Yisrael does not have a lav not to marry a zayna. So therefore, mishamachik tani kohen. Therefore, the Mishnah starts off also talking about a kohen. But really, at the first part, a kohen is lav davka. Any Yisrael, any Jew, should not only marry an islandess, because he has the mitzvah to have children, and if he can't have children from her, he's not doing the mitzvah. Why does the Mishnah say a kohen? Because against the second part of the Mishnah of Yehuda's Chiddush. We have Yehuda, even if you have a lady, you have an isha ready, and you have children ready, so you did the mitzvah, still a kohen is not allowed to marry an islandess, a special isra upon a kohen. Why? Because he owns an islandess is called a zayna, and the Torah says an isha zayna, a kohen is not allowed to marry. We'll soon see why he holds it. Helimor says, Amar Rav Huda, my time with Rav Yehuda. What's Rav Yehuda's svara? Why does he say an islandess an isha that can't have children is called a zayna? The pasuk says in Hosea, it says, Ochlu v'lo yispu, they'll eat and they won't be satisfied. His nose will have znus, v'lo yifreitzu, and they won't have children. So what do we see from here? That what's called is nus, his nu, if you don't have children. So, kol Rabbi Yehuda holds, kol biya shein bar pirtza, ain't well a biya's nus. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Allah, we don't hold like him, but that's his shita though. That any time you have an isha, you can't have children from her, so every biya is called like a biya's nus. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, therefore she's called a zayna. Tanya the Gemara says like this. Tanya Rabbi Lezer oina, koyein la yisa te katana, another chiddush. The lezol that a kohen is not allowed to marry a katana. Omalei Rav Chizda l'Rabba. So Rav Chizda told Rabba, "Puk ayin bo, go out and look, try and find the reason why did Rav Lezer say a kohen can't marry a katana." The liyurta, because tonight, boyilo Rav Huna minoch, because Rav Huna is going to ask you this question. So therefore, Rav Chizda asked Rabba right now to warn him, like, try and look to see if you know the reason why, so you'll be able to answer Rav Huna tonight. Is nofak? So Rabba went out, he looked into this question. And he came out like this, that Rabbi Eliezer, Savulok Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Meir Shita. Savulok Rabbi Yehuda. He also holds like our Rabbi Yehuda, now Mishnah. What does that mean? That Savulok Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Meir Shita, the Chayish Lemiyuta. You have to be afraid for a Miyut, a minority of people. In other words, you want to marry a Katana. So we don't know if this katana will be able to have children or not. Is she going to be an islandess or not? Salpi roiv, roiv noshim are not islandess. But Rav Meir Shita is afraid for the meat for the minority. So therefore, a kohen, when he marries a katana, we have to be afraid maybe this katana is going to be an islandess. And so what's wrong if she's an islandess? V'sav v'lok Rav Yehuda, that Rav Leza also holds like Rav Yehuda Shita. The Yom Rav Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah is, islandess is zayin heavy. That Rav Lez old, that Rav Yehuda is an islandess, is called a zayna. If an isha can't have children, so she's called a zayna. A kohen is not allowed to marry her. So therefore, that's pshat in Rav Lez, that he says the kohen is not allowed to marry a katana, a young girl, because a young girl, we're not sure yet if she's going to be able to have children or not. We're not sure if she's an islandess or not. So even though our piroiv, they're not, but Rav Lez holds like Rav Meir Shita, that Rav Meir is chayish lamuti, is afraid for the miyut. And therefore, if you chayshin for the miyut, maybe she's an islandess. And if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that a kohen is not allowed to marry an islandess, therefore a kohen cannot marry a katana. For the Gemara, is this true? Rabbi Meir misavala. Is it true that Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Meir Shita, that he's chayish lemiyuta, he's afraid for the minority? For a tanya, we learned like this. Katan o katana loicholtzim loimiyavmin. If your brother dies, and either his wife is a katana, or else the other brother that's alive now is a katan, the locher is that they're not allowed to make chalitza now, and they can't make yibum. Dear Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. We'll soon see why, because Rabbi Meir is afraid that maybe she's an islandess, and it's sad that she's an islandess, there's no mitzvah yibum. So then you're being boiled on erevah dekeisha sach. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Omrullah the Rabbi Meir, Zachum, said that's Rabbi Meir, Yofa Marto Shein Cholzen. It's good why you said the Yavam, if the brother that's alive is a katan, he can't make chalitza. Why? Ish ksiba pasha. The Torah says, Lashon of an ish. Umakshinon Ishaliish. So we learn now what Ishaliish. So that's why he can't make chalitza. So it's good why he can't make chalitza. Because chalitza, you have to be an isha gadol, and not a katan. A katan can't make chalitza. So it's good why, if the brother is a katan now, he can't make chalitza. Ela my tainei miyavmin. What's wrong? Why can't they make yibam though? If they want to live together, avdiya, what's wrong? So Amalei Remeyan answered back like this. Katan shema yimta saris. We have to be afraid the brother that's alive right now, if he's a katan, maybe when he grows up he'll be a saris, he won't be able to have children. And therefore there's no mitzvah yibam upon him. And if there's no mitzvah yibam, he's living with his brother's wife, the avera, that's why they can't make yibam. Kitana, what's wrong if a brother's wife is a katana? We're afraid shema tim silenus. We're afraid maybe when she grows up later she'll become an islandess. The nimsu, and it comes out then, that toikim v'erva, that right now when you live with her, it's an avera. Where is there a mitzvah yibum only? We had before, if she could have children. But if she can't have children, she's an idleness, there's no mitzvah yibum. See, if so, that's what Rameya says, a katan, or even by a katana, if she's a katana, even if the yovan, the brother, is a godol, he can't be miyabno. Now, the tanya we learned, katana misyabemis. V'yena chalet says, Dibur Rebbe Eliezer. So what do you see Rebbe Eliezer holds? Not like Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Eliezer holds that if the Isha, your brother's wife, is a katana, and the brother now is a godol, he's allowed to be miyabmo. Katana misyabemis. You couldn't make yibam on a katana. So you see, what does Rebbe Eliezer hold? He's not choshes lemitu. He's not afraid for the minority. He's not afraid to say that maybe this katana will be an idleness. No. She'll be from the rove. Rove with them could have children. Therefore, you're allowed to be miyavim right now. But v'yeinu chalitza says that's good. Because the Torah says, ish, you have to be a godel to make chalitza. We make a hekesh ish to an isha. Therefore, both of them have to be a godel and a gedela. Therefore, if she's a katana, you can't make chalitza. But our co-pointing is see clearly Rebbe Eliezer does not hold like Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Eliezer is not chayish lemiyutai. He says you could be miyab and katana. See, if you could be miyab and katana, but back to the kasha then, why does Rebbe Eliezer say that a kohen can't marry a katana? What's wrong with the marrying a katana? Chori should go boss a roiv. Roiv katanis will be able to have children. Should go boss a roiv, a kohen should be muta. So what's the time of Rebbe Eliezer? Why does he say a kohen cannot marry a katana? Baita, where it says Rabbi Kiva, where Rabbi Kiva says Zayna Zu Mufkeris. Zayna, what's called the Zayna of Kiva Shita is, what's called the Zayna, that's called Mufkeris. That's called an Isha, that's like a regular, like we call the Zayna. I means an Isha that's mask herself, whoever wants to have this with her, come and have this with her. Shashi Mufkeris. Theafilo Penuya. If she makes herself hefker, and she makes herself open, whoever wants to have lusmus that she lets, lechol to everybody, kruya zayna, that's called the zayna. We'll skip some here. What's the different Rebbe Eliezer? That so far we see Rebbe Eliezer does not hold like Rebbe Meir Shita. And Vaita, ukrev Yehuda misavala, and secondly, he does not hold like Rebbe Yehuda either. Both reasons that Rabbah wanted to answer are not true. Rebbe Eliezer proves he does not hold like Rebbe Yehuda. He does not hold that an idleness is called a Zayna. Why? For a Tanya would not like this. Zayna. What's called a Zayna? Zayna Kishma. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's called a Zayna, like her name is. So Rashi says, Kishma, Loshen Toya. She Toya Mitachas Baila Liacherim. To Rabbi Eliezer and Zayna Elisha Sish. What's called the real Zayna? Zayna means she turned away. That means she turned away from her husband. That means a lady that's married, she's an Eishas Ish, and she turns away from her husband and lives with another man. An Eishas Ish, mamash yitzchayim misam, that's the case that's called the Zayna. That's Rebbe Eliezer Shita. So you see, clearly he doesn't know like Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says even an idleness is called the Zayna. And Rebbe Eliezer says no, what's called the Zayna Kishma? Mamash an Eishas Ish that lives with another man. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Akiva says, Zayna, what's called the Zayna? Zum of Keres. Mufkeres means she's hefka, like we call Anisha, unless anybody has this with her. We have Imathia ben Chora Shomer, Afilu Holach Bainali Ashkoisa. Even if the husband went to take her, she's a Saita. The Baal gave a kina, warned her, and she has fever ready, so the Baal took her out to the Kayin and Bezdin Agodol to make her a din Saita to let her drink the water. And the husband now lives with her on the way when they go up to Yerushalayim. which is an Aveira Tzachai Delavin, because when she's a Soita, she's also to a husband. He's also a Zayna. Skitza Kotra Maki Ben Choresh, any Chai Delavin, makes her into a Zayna. Shashi Holach Bailu Lebez Nagodu, V'yalichu Liyashkoisa, Me'amorim, he was taking her up now to Yerushalayim to drink the Me'amorim, Shekinua, he already warned her, V'nistra, she already was found to be alone with that man, V'yasuraloi, therefore the Baal, the husband, is also to her now, Achetishta, until she drinks the Me'amorim, is if the husband now lives with her, B'isser, is a soul Zayna, the husband now makes her into a Zayna, Hoyo V'nivu Al-Apostolo, V'yemes, Asur L'Kain, if the husband dies, Lamaisa, she's also to a Kain. Is even on its side, she drinks, well, the water won't help. But even on its side, she did not do any znus. So she's not Asa. But since the husband lived with the Bisser, that alone makes her into a Zayna. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Zayna, it's a beauty sheet of what's called a Zayna, Zuwailiness. Anytime the Isha can't have children, that's called a Zayna. The Chachamim and Chachamim say, "Ain Zayna El Giyaris." A Zayna means that she was once a Goya, Shiksa. She became a Jew. Umashachraris, she was a Shifcha, that she became freed. Hishanivola Bilas Nus. Or else they had a Nibiyas Nus. So Rashi says, El Giyaris means, the Nivola Benachriusa. She lived with a Goya, the other Chachamim. The Chachamim, the other Chachamim, the Yevet, Hoyo Bala Benachriusininu, Paslay. Hishanivola, the Post of Goyin, Echod Mikola Royis. It's anything that's also to you, even a Chai V'Lavin, makes her into a Zayna. Any Chai V'Lavin, any Chai V'Aroyis, makes her into a Zayna. Rebbe Lezer Shittur is, Ponui, Habo Ala Pnuya, Shnoi L'Shein Isha, Sasu a Zayna. Even if it's not a Chai V'Lavin, a regular man that's not married, lives with a girl that's not married, also makes her into a Zayna. Even though there's no Chai V'Lavin here, that also makes her into a Zayna. So I call upon him, we see the water of Rabbi Lezer does not hold like Rabbi Meir Shita, Rabbi Lezer is not Choshes Lemutai, and Rabbi Lezer does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. He does not hold an idleness called a Zayna. An idleness is not a Zayna. What's called a Zayna according to Rabbi Lezer? An Isha that went away from husband and lived with another man. See, if so, if that's the original Kasha then, what's the time, what's the reason Rabbi Lezer holds that a Kain is not allowed to marry a Katana? What's wrong with marrying a katana? What should be wrong for Kayin to marry a katana? So where it says, Elo Oma Ravada Barava. Hoko de Kayin Godol Askinon. You know what Rabbi Lezer meant to say? He meant to say a Kayin Godol is not allowed to marry a katana. Not a Kayin Hedges, but a Kayin Godol. So where it says now, Liamus. When is he marrying her right now? What's the shalom if a Kayin Godol could marry a katana? Liamus Kayinlo. When is he Kayinlo? Lechur Lechi Godlo. He's only kind of when she comes to Gedela. As a Zay Bulahi, she's already a Bula. As Chor Manashek, as he marries a Katana, the Kedusha does not Chal anyway right now. He has to make a new Kedusha when she comes to Gedela. If a Zay, she's already Pussel, she's a Bula. Shrashul Chigodla. The Kedusha Katana Lav Klumein. The Evin Lei Kianusa Satsma, Futa Satsma, that she's also. So what is here? Yeah. This is reason. So while we're talking about a Kohen Gadol, so Teretz is like this. Liyemus koni lo, if a Kohen Gadol marries a Katana, when is he koni her? When she becomes a Gadol. Of course, by a Katana, the Kedushin is only with the Rabbanan. It's not Kedushin. When is he koni her? Later. Buli, she's already a Bula. Since he already lived with her, he made her into a Bula, so that's why Kohen should not marry Katana. That's what he meant to say. So Mara says, what kind of answer is this? Omar Rova, Michli Lev, like you have a something, Rashi Kamoy, Mivli Lev, like your heart is wrong. Like you're making a mistake here. Like what kind of answer is this? Like you're missing your heart, the heart, a failure in the heart. E de Kitshavuha, if the father married off the Ketana to a Kohen Gadol, may he show so who the Kohen Lev, law. The Kohen Gadol is Kohen right now. The law of the Ketana is the father has the right to marry off his daughter. So if the father accepts the kest of Kedusha from the Kohen Gadol, even though his daughter is only 5 years old, the Kedusha is Chal Midiraisa, so that should be Mutter. What's wrong if a Kohen Gadol marries a Katana? Vidi Kitcha Nafsha, Elomaiwa, the father was not around, though she's the Kaddish herself. Hori Abelezahi, we're going to call to Abelezah right now, Vloi Rabbonin, and not Rabbonin Shita. Shrashi, Idi Kitcha Avua, Ha'av Zakoi, Lekaddish Vita Katana, Perakam the Kedusha. For the possibility, there's Vitu Nasat Lishazir. The Tony Leah Rablazer Waymer currently is the Tano, Umashma, the Polig Rabbonin Alay, Ukagavni Polig Rabbonin. Like, if this is the case, that the father was not marrying her off, just the Kohen Gadol was marrying her, so the Maista the Kedushin is not Chal. So when the Kohen Gadol lives with her now, she becomes a Bula. When is the Kohen Gadol going to marry her really? When she becomes a Gedola. So if that's the case, it's not only Rablazer that said the Sosar, the Rabbonin can't say yes, the Rabbonin has to agree also. Like a Shrita, she's a Bula already. A Kohen Gadol can't marry a Bula. So this can't be the case of some Machlekes, Reb Lezer, the Rabbanan. His Mashma only Reb Lezer says a Kohen Gadol can't marry a Ketana. But Mashma Rabbanan says she could. He could. Why? If this is the case, even the Rabbanan should say she's Asa. So Maria says, Elom Arova, Li Oilom B'Kohen Hedjit. We're talking about a Kohen Hedjit we're talking about right now. V'chashina and Shemot Espata. And the reason. The reason why a Kohen Hedjit should not marry a Ketana, a young girl, is even though it should be mutter, but we're afraid maybe she'll be talked into living with another man, and therefore she'll become mutter to the kohen. If she lives with another man, even if she does it beyonis, she's also to her husband, to the kohen. So that's what we're afraid about. Fred Gemara Yochi saw Yisrael Nami. We should be afraid even a regular Yisrael should not marry Ketana. If you're afraid that she can't control herself, another man will come and talk her into living with her. So the Chur, if a man talks her into her, that's called Verotzon. She's agreeing. Now, a regular wife, if she agrees to live with another man, she's a Saita, she's also to her husband. So if that's the Svar we're afraid by Ketana, she'll be talked into living with somebody else, even a regular Yisrael should be also to marry Ketana. So the Moran says no. Pitoi Ketana Inesu. By a regular young girl, if another man talks her into living with him, even if she agrees, it's called an Einish. She doesn't have das. So the pito, the agreement of a Ketan, is called like she was forced. And the call is like this. The Einish be Yisrael Mr. Shari. If she's only married to a Yisrael, if the husband is Yisrael, and his wife lives with another man, if she's forced, she's mutter. Mashenke to a Kayin, an Einish is asa. So that's the reason why a Kayin should not marry a Ketana. He has to be afraid maybe his wife will agree to live with somebody else, and she become then also she'll be a Saita. We are popular Rama B'Kohen Gadol. We're talking about a Kohen Gadol. Vai Tana, when is the Tana? The Tanya Vesula. Yochol Ketana, maybe you can even marry Ketana, Tamaloy Isha. No, a Kohen Gadol cannot marry Ketana. So even if the father marries her off, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry Ketana. I Isha Yochol Begeris, even if Begeris also, Tamaloy Vesula. Hakeitzad, Yotasol Mechal Katnus. A Vesula means she's mamash only a Nara. There's 6 months when she's 12 to 12 and a half. She can't be a Ketana, or Lechal Bagras Lo Yabasa, but she did not come to be a Begera, she's not 12 and a half yet. That's the Tana, that's what Lez the Shita. And Lez knows that this Tana, Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry Ketana. Even if the father marries her off, and the Kedushin is Chal right now, even though she's only a Vesula, but Lemaisa, she can't, Kohen Gadol can't marry Ketana. Rav Nachman B'Yitzchok Goma Haitanu, the Tanya, Vesula, and Vesulu El Anara, means the Kohen can only marry Anara. V'cheinu Oymel B'Anara Toiv Asmara Miyoyit, Vesula. So you see, what's called the Vesula Anara, she has to be 12 years old. So that's the reason of Reb Lezer, that a Kohen Gadol could only marry Anara and not a Ketana. Reb Lezer Oymel Ponu Yavola, Ponu Yishlona Shemisha Sosa Zoyna. Reb Lezer Shita is, if a man lives with another a lady, even though they're both not married, they become a Zoyna. Om Reb Amron, Ain't a loch Reb Lezer. We don't pass like Reb Lezer. We hold what's called the Zoyna, only a nisha to live with somebody that's osoloi. A chai v'lavin, a chai v'kristos, an erva, that makes the issue to a Zoyna. But Stam, if they live without a navera, without a chai v'lavin, does not make her into a Zoyna. The nisha says like this. Lo yivat the lodem epiri of rivia. Elim kem yesh leibonim. That a person might should always have a wife to have children. Unless he has children, or he should not stop. He should not stop having, stop trying to have children until he has children. Beishama says, what's the mitzvah to have two zchorim, two boys? Ubeisilam vesil holds zochor and a keva. No, you have to have a boy and a girl. That's the mitzvah. Shenema zochor and a keva borim. That's the famous machlokes. Beishama beisilol. Beishama holds you have to have shnei zchorim, two boys. Mesil holds no, one boy and one girl, that's the mitzvah. Svara says, Ho yesh loy bonim, mashmado, once you already have two children, you have a boy and a girl, so it's a diuk me period rivia bottle. That if you want to, you can stop having children, you're making the mitzvah already. But me isha loy bottle, but you should not be not married. Like Rachmanis, let's say your wife died, or you gave a get, you should not stay unmarried, even though you already had children. So Gemara says, Misaila Rav Nachman. It's a riot to Rav Nachman. Omar Shmuel. It says over the name of Shmuel. The Yomar that he says, even though a person has a lot of children already, still also lamed bloisha. That's a rachmanis. His wife dies, he gives her a get. He should not stay unmarried. He should get married again. Shinamad Apostle says, loitoiv heyoy sodom lavadoi. It's no good for a person to be alone. Loitoiv. So even if you have children already, still you should get married again. Dika the army, some said like this. If you have children, some say no. If you have children already, then you're the kind of the mitzvah. And who are then? You don't have to have a wife anymore. You could be boto namim isha. So who name if you have a to the Rav Nachman or Mashmul? If so, if that's what our Mishnah means, that loyavato lo imperi rivya lim king eshloi bonim. Only if you have children, then you don't have to be oisik in the mitzvah, so you don't have to have a wife either. So here it's a kasha on Rav Nachman or Mashmuel. It should be a tyufta to Rav Nachman or Mashmuel. So where it says loy, it's not a tyufta to him. Ein loy bonim, if you have no children, noisa isha, bas bonim. Noisa isha, you should marry and you should get married. Bas bonim, ein loy bonim, you don't have any children yet, noisa isha, bas bonim. You should marry and you should have children. Yesh le bonim, if you have children, then it just means nois isha the lav bas bonim. If you have already children, then the next time you get married, it could be with an isha even if she can't have children. So nafkumina limcha sefer Torah b'shvil bonim. Nafkumina is, can you sell a sefer Torah b'shvil to have children? So Rashi says like this. Limcha sefer Torah, could they lisa bas bonim? V'im yesh le bonim, la yimchor. Eliyisa Koroi Zekena. Now, Kamina is like this. Let's say you don't have enough money to pay to get an Isha that could have children. So if you don't have children yet, you're supposed to marry that type of an Isha. But if you already have children, then you could even marry an Isha as a Zekena that can't have children. So it could be they all hold like Rav Nachman or Shmuel. That's late time, it's no good to be without a wife. Just now, Kamina is, what type of a wife should you take? The second wife. If you didn't have children yet, then you should try and take one that you can still have children. Right. And that's not Kamina, Limchor Sefer Torah. That's what we say you have a right to sell a Sefer Torah, lease Isha, in order to have money to marry a lady. That's only if you want to have children. But if you had children already, then we say you don't have the Chiyah B'davka to marry an Isha that could have children, then you shouldn't sell the Sefer Torah for that purpose. But rather marry the Zekena or the Isha that can't have children. What's the mitzvah? Two boys. My tamayah the beshame. What's his reasoning? Yafinu miMoshe. Learns it out from Moshe Rabbeinu. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu that bnei Moshe Gershom v'Eliezer. That was his two children. So we know the Moshe was later. Moshe stayed away from his wife. So Mashmi held that he was mekayim the mitzvah, and after he did the mitzvah, already, that's why he was perish miyishtoi. That's beshame shita. Ubeistilu. Ya'afina mebriyosa shalaylam. Learning out from the briyosa shaladam that Hashem created Adam v'chava. That's called puravu to have two. Zachar and in the keva. Ubeishama fret gemara. Lilfa mebriyosa shalaylam. Why does the Beishama yos learn out from the briyosa shalaylam? Like from that there was a Zachar and a keva, that chava and Adam. Gemara says, ain't done an efshah mishi.